We might take a brief A-League interlude here because there's been some big news breaking today that Alan Stajicic will be moving on from the Central Coast Mariners, their fairy tale season coming to end in quite a disappointing fashion on and off the park. Damir, we've all been impressed by the job Stajicic has done at the Mariners this season, but, you know, again, it's another false dawn for this club that can't seem to catch a break.
Well, is it a false dawn? I think, you know, that's wholly dependent on who replaces Stajicic and whether they're able to continue the good work that he's obviously imprinted at that club over the course of the last, particularly the last season. I think what he's been there now for just over 2 years, and obviously the highlight of his spell is what they've been able to achieve this season, which is going from the last team in the ladder last year that collected 15 points from memory to a team that finished third and collected 42 points. So I think that, you know, it's a job well done for him. Now the big question is who replaces him, and how do you also replace a lot of the players that will be departing the club? We, of course, know Alu Kual won't be there next season, neither will Danny De Silva, seemingly. They also do look set to appear set to lose Jack Clisby. There's rumours of Perth Glory is lurking there. Is someone like Ryan Tongik's value going to go up? Josh Nisbet has a very impressive season. They did lock in Kai Rolls today to a 2-year deal, but it's really a question of are they able to, you know, the players that do leave, are they able to replace them with anything better, which is always tough on the Mariners' budget. Although this season, I think what they showed was that you can also find real value in the NPL. Kual came through the NPL system, NPL 2, in fact, at the Golden Valley Suns. Steph Negro started 2020 at Green Gully, spent some time in quarantine in Darwin in order to be training with the Mariners. He did quite well. And also, although he primarily played most of his minutes in the first half of the season, I thought Jaden Casella looked like an A-League player when he did come into the fold. And there was a number of other youngsters that they had that have spent much of their career so far playing an NPL 2 level in New South Wales, the academy side, who looked quite at home in an A-League environment. So I think, you know, for the Mariners, the priority is make sure you replace Stajicic with someone who's going to continue on his good work and ensure that the players who are departing are replaced by quality as well.
Tao, what do you think? Is the Mariners' revival over, or do you think they can keep the momentum going this next campaign without Stajic in charge?
The revival as we've known it is over. I think, in a sense, they go back to ground zero again, and now the next coaching appointment has to build them back up from ground zero. I do think that the demoralising factor, and Ray Gatt has tweeted at length tonight about the circumstances leading to this departure, saying that Staj and Nahuel or Nazarate, his assistant manager, weren't even entertained with a new offer. That says to me that it's going back to reset to zero. Look, if they think outside the square and they bring in someone who knows the NPL inside out, like, say, a Nick Tolios, who is a proper wheeler dealer and may not be, he's a former NSL player, let's not forget, wouldn't be the, you know, has won the NPL with Bentley Greens, albeit stepping into a well-oiled machine thanks to John Anastasiadis. But this is the sort of person who I think will have the temperament to handle the various foibles of people who make the jump from the NPL to the A-League, and also not simply put the line through someone based on a single trial, and might be a bit more patient and persistent with NPL-level talent. I think the real danger of hiring a system guy who's, you know, more of a career A-League type is that they will only take one look at an NPL player and put the line through them immediately and say not good enough. Do we know if Ernie Merrick wants to work again?
Come on.
I know that NPL clubs have gone and knocked on his door and obviously didn't add enough zeros to how many times they knocked in order to tempt him out of his slumber. I hardly think that would get Mariners fans excited. But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Mariners are selling the license, Mariners are moving the team. Those sort of stories now come right back to the forefront, because Stajic didn't just give them football, he gave them character and he gave them an identity. And it feels as though it's not just reset to zero in terms of the football, it is reset to zero in terms of the club's identity as well. It has all walked out the door today. And I think it's an interesting challenge for the APL with how committed they are to stringing this along, or whether we could potentially see a revival of a relocated franchise come back into the new cycle.
Obviously, there's going to be a few names thrown around. Damir, who comes to mind first when you're thinking of the best person to step in for Alan Stajic?
Look, I think Teo, left-field option, but Nick Tolios is a good NPL name. When you look at coaches that have worked in the A-League in the past, I mean, Mark Rudan is newly unemployed, so he might be someone who potentially puts his name into the mix. I think John Aloisi is another person that, you know, we see a lot of on our television screens. We, you know, think that he potentially is deserving of another A-League opportunity. I would, you know, love to see him working in an A-League environment again. But it also, you know, you look at those two coaches, would they want to be working at a club like the Central Coast Mariners where they wouldn't receive potentially the same level of support as they do in other clubs, judging by what Teo has indicated occurred with Stajic and Arate, which is disappointing here because you'd think the first thing that the club would be looking to do following on from this season is to lock in Stajic's future long term. I think when you look at other potential NPL names, I think Ben Carnes established a really good reputation for himself up in Queensland with Olympic FC. And I do wonder with Ange Postecoglou's move to Celtic, what that means for the future of John Hutchinson, his assistant at Yokohama F. Marinos, whether he's staying put in Japan, whether he might potentially even be joining Ange at Parkhead, or whether he's considering a return to Australia should he no longer be required at Yokohama.
Thought it was Ross Aloisi going to Celtic, wasn't it?
If only.
Well, that's the big rumour.
A few fisticuffs
sure
on the old firm sideline.
That'd be nice. Yeah. We don't see those often enough.
Can I jump in? The other question is, where's Stadge going? Mm-hmm. If you looked at when ESPN and Stephanie Brands broke that story only a couple of hours ago, most of the replies and the quote tweets suggested the Western United gig or even Western Sydney Wanderers could be options. But I almost think that's looking inside the square a little bit too much. I remember when Stajic was the Matildas boss, I remember having a chat with him about how hard or how easy is it to get a gig in the college system in the United States, because these colleges spend a heap of money, thanks to Title IX, on their women's soccer programs, and they also have coaches that are tenured forever. The level of football is garbage. Stadge would instantly, I think, be one of the best coaches and would be a total program changer the moment he walks in. What is stopping a US college? And if you're recruiting as a US college and you can point to someone who's been to World Cups, has been to an Asian Cup or two, has been a W League winner, and he said they're very hard jobs to get, but I would think with his reputation now somewhat restored and the rehabilitation he's done both on and off the field, having been really exemplary, I think that could be, it's Australians don't give, just as I haven't done, don't give much respect to the college system, nor should we. But I do think that, you know, there's talk of Europe. Obviously, Joe Montemurro left Arsenal. There are all sorts of European club teams that have never really invested in women's football that now have potentially high-profile vacancies that could be filled. But I also think the US college system could be one to think about as well, especially given that Stajic's kids are now sort of in high school age, could be moving up to university age in the coming years.
Well, in the Twitch chat, we do have Nifty1203, who is the one and only Neil Simons. Agent Neil coming through and saying, word coming in that Stadge left due to Charlesworth's unwillingness to put money into the team. Teo, do you think that kind of potentially not rules out the college avenue, but maybe makes us look elsewhere in the sense that Stadge is quite an ambitious manager? He wants to bring in new players every single season and really use Central Coast as a platform. Does that put him into the European conversation, or as you mentioned, the West United, Western Sydney Wanderers as well?
Here's the thing. The idea of Stadge coaching a Victorian-based team actually will break my brain. I can't bring myself to even process the idea that he would move. You know what? He might be a fly-in, fly-out coach. He might live in Sydney and fly down to training
just
every day.
Just do it over Zoom.
I can't see him living in Melbourne. I stand to be proven wrong, And I would love it. Kevin Keegan, I would love it if he moved to Melbourne. So who knows? I think if he stays in the A-League, maybe Western Sydney Wanderers is the shout. Damir, where do you think Alan Stajic is going? And especially if he and Nazarate are a package deal, because they were at the Matildas together as well, don't forget. Could that potentially affect your thinking on what comes next for the two of them?
Potentially. I mean, there's nothing clear-cut at the moment to suggest that he's been lined up to, you know, take over at Western United. We know, you know, from all reports that Arthur Pappas is close to taking the Newcastle Jets gig, and that seemingly despite, you know, their unsuccessful nature of their season, that Carl Robinson will be back at the Wanderers next season. So I don't think that within the A-League that there's any vacancies available for him at the moment. That's not to say that there will be at a later point, but I do quite like the idea that he might potentially be angling for a European move to coach, you know, whether it's in the Women's Super League or whether it's elsewhere on the continent, or even potentially in the US college system or even in the league over there, because, you know, he's quite highly regarded in a lot of circles within women's football. Not all circles, but definitely in a lot of circles. So he, you know, would definitely be an option that I think a lot of clubs, particularly top clubs in a women's game, would seriously consider.
I think that US college shout is an interesting one for the fact that it is such a stable position and they are so well paid. The coaches are almost the stars of the US college system as opposed to the sort of players who move on so quickly. Maybe I'm more thinking basketball than women's soccer. But
I like the idea of saying Stadge is leading the varsity team to a victory over 2-0.
Yes, but what about the goalkeeper save percentage? That's the stat the Americans love.
Absolutely. But would he be tempted by a return to the international scene, Teo, do you think? I mean, the Olympics is allegedly coming up, as long as that goes ahead. And we've got a Women's World Cup here in Australia. I mean, wouldn't Stadge love nothing more than to win the Women's World Cup for a different country in Australia? That would be the ultimate revenge arc, would it not?
Oh, that is a storyline only Vince McMahon could engineer, I think. The heel heat of that storyline would be, yeah, you know what, Josh? That's still more likely than Stadge coaching a team in Victoria. But with that said, I don't know what vacancies we've got, mainly because so many women's international teams just can't get their teams together to play. Mm. The cost and sort of arduousness of staging international football has become so difficult and so expensive that many of these teams preparing for the Olympics are, you know, it's not just New Zealand. I think, you know, there's an AFCON coming up and many of their countries just flat out aren't assembling teams and aren't playing, and they will go to the tournament stone cold. And their first sessions and their first games will be in an AFCON. So, look, I don't know what vacancies are open. I think if it is a return to women's football, it will probably be in Europe. And otherwise, you know what? It could be as simple. I think the Occam's razor is that it's one of these A-League vacancies. I mean, Damir mentioned Arthur Pappas looking good for the job at Newcastle. It would be such a kick in the guts for the Mariners if Stadge was just going up the freeway. And that would be fold your club time, I think. If the Mariners are going to let that happen, then they really should just say, all right, we are going to play in red. We are going to move to Sydney. We're done in Gosp. It's over.
Central Coast Devils, I'm calling for. Is it just the Sydney Devils, the North Sydney Devils?
Yeah, that's North Shore Devils time, I think, if that happens.